Welcome to the Rogue Startups Podcast, where startup founders just like you share stories about how they've built and grown their own software businesses. We hope this not only educates you, but inspires and entertains as well. Okay, enough of the fluff. On to our host, Craig Hewitt.
Hi, welcome to the Rogue Startups Podcast. My name is Craig Hewitt, your host. Thanks so much for joining today, and I'm really glad you're taking this journey with me. This first episode will be pretty quick, just a prologue. For any of you that follow cycling, you know the prologue is right before the first stage in the Tour de France, sort of a warm-up, and that's what we're doing today. My goal is just to introduce a little bit about myself and a little bit about the podcast and what I hope to get out of it and what I hope you get out of it as well. First, I have to say I'm a huge fan of podcasting. As many will say, I have to credit guys like Pat Flynn from Smart Passive Income, Dan and Ian from Tropical MBA, and Rob Walling and Mike Tabor from Startups for the Rest of Us, with countless hours of entertainment and really valuable information over the last few years. This is simply my attempt to maybe give back a little bit to the podcasting community. I really want to interview small bootstrap startup founders, probably just like you, maybe just like me, who are really making a difference in the world, have them share some of the experiences they've had with us. So I'm probably a lot like you, just another guy out there, spends a lot of time in the car for work, at the gym, trying to stay healthy. I just don't want my brain to turn into mush. I found podcasting a couple years ago, probably have consumed 200 or 300 hours of podcast content in that time. I don't think it's a formal education or anything relating to business, software, entrepreneurship, or online business, but probably just enough knowledge to be dangerous. I've tried my hat at several online ventures, had some varying degrees of success, but keep coming back to these guys who are at the point in their career that many of us aspire to be. What sets them apart? What makes these guys so successful while so many of us flail around online without really making a difference or making any income? I have my own theories on what makes someone successful, but that's really the point of the podcast. It's not just my theories. It's these people that have made the difference, made the life they want, sharing their stories with us. So each week, we're going to have an in-depth conversation with early-stage bootstrap startup founders and dig into what makes them tick, what makes their venture successful. And we want to see how they see the world changing in the next few years. A lot of these guys have real insight into the tech and startup world, and they can see the changes coming before a lot of us. I also want to dig into their challenges. What difficulties have they faced in the past? What things might they regret if they could do it differently next time? A lot of times these challenges and these regrets are the biggest learning lessons for us. Things we do well, a lot of times we just forget. But our regrets and our failures are really where we learn the most. The other thing I think is really important as we look at growing as business people and entrepreneurs and just personal growth is what makes us uncomfortable. Noah Kagan has this thing where he wants you to go in and ask for a discount at the Starbucks next time you go get a cup of coffee. Just ask for a discount. Say, hey, can I get 10% off? That really is drawing a lot of us outside of our comfort zone. But you know what? That's what you have to do to grow and to be successful. So I want to dig into all those personal and interpersonal things, mindset shifts that a lot of us have to make, but also a lot of strategy and what makes a startup successful. For the most part, I think these are pretty average guys and gals who are just taking advantage of relatively easy access to technology, developers, designers, freelancers, and being able to outsource the creation of real tangible business assets. And these are sustainable too. I don't mean sustainable as in good for the planet or eco-friendly. I mean these are long-term businesses that won't crumble when Google releases their next Panda or Penguin update, won't cave when Facebook changes their timeline format. These are legit businesses, have intrinsic value, have paying customers, and are going to last for years to come. So what makes these guys and gals succeed when others have failed? That's really the big question, isn't it? What have they learned that will help us on our journey? And in these podcast episodes, we're going to interview the founders and try and extract as much useful knowledge from them as we possibly can. These folks have been there, they've made it happen for themselves. And if we can glean some of the insights from their experiences so that we can lead a more successful business life, I think that is great. I think the power of podcasting in this sense really will help a lot of people on the journey to entrepreneurship. And I'm really excited to be able to contribute to some of that. On the podcast, we're going to have some really great guests. And I think we're all going to learn a ton every week. And I think we're going to better ourselves as a result of it. As I mentioned, I'm a big fan of the Startups for the Rest of Us podcast. I think those guys are superstars. And one thing that really strikes a chord with me in terms of setting myself up for success is Rob's stair-step approach. He's advocated it many times, and the approach basically says, start small and get early wins. So the idea being your first product should be maybe an info product or an affiliate website, something that you can do in a short amount of time, get an early win, and even get paid right up front. From there, snowball that into bigger, more complex, and higher revenue ventures. So the second step of the stair-step approach could be a one-time digital download software product, like a WordPress plugin. After the WordPress plugin, you can start thinking about the world of SaaS. Software as a service is a very complex world compared to affiliate websites or info products or even WordPress plugins. Mastering the world of SaaS, recurring revenue, churn, and things like that is a lot more complex than a lot of us are ready for. A lot of us think that's the place we want to end up, but the fact is you got to crawl before you can walk. And this stair-step approach really lets us crawl, get comfortable with ourselves in an entrepreneurial setting, and probably for a lot of us, get comfortable with ourselves in a tech field. I really like this approach because it reduces the fear of failure. All of us have this giant fear of failure walking around every time we do something different. If you go out and write a 30-page ebook, it might take you 2 weeks. Publish it on Amazon, chances are you're going to sell $100 of that product in the first month. That's a great start on this journey. From there, figure out how to drive traffic online to a website where you sell a $50 course around that same topic. Now you're really talking some decent money. You'll be making thousands of dollars a month at that point, and then you can really think about bootstrapping a real software product. Those early wins keep the snowball rolling. And that's exactly what I'm doing. I just published my first Kindle ebook today, and I'm already seeing some good returns on it. Not going to be self-loathing and use the podcast to tell you all about myself, but I do want to share some of the things that I'm doing that I think you could do as well to get started on this journey. My experiences, along with the people we have on the podcast, I think can really shed some valuable insight into how this road can be easier for us all. So you may ask, what's with the name Rogue Startups? Aside from the fitness gear they use in CrossFit and the brewery just outside of Portland, I kind of just like the name. I'd like to say I'm a super rebellious kind of person. That's probably an exaggeration. Well, I am a Gemini, and I do have a bit of a wild side. The thing about Rogue is these are the people who walk into the boss's office one day and say, no thanks, I don't need you anymore. I'm making my own way in the world. These people are taking the road less traveled, I like to say, and are making a difference in a way that, frankly, a lot of us can't relate to. We only dream of it. So Webster's defines rogue as a man who is dishonest or immoral, or a man who causes trouble in a playful way. I probably like the second one better than the first, but I think they're missing the mark. I think someone who is rogue and the spirit we're trying to get with the name is someone who takes a different approach at life, at business, at how they want to provide for their families, and they're just choosing their own way. They're not the yes man in middle management out there in the corporate America who says that the best they can hope for is a six-figure income and driving a Volvo. These people are taking the bull by the horns and really making their own way in life. And that's what this podcast is all about. I think we're at a unique time in history where we have tremendous access to technology, to outsourcing real great talent, and we're able to build these sustainable software and online businesses in a way that years ago we never would have dreamed of. So, you know, that's a little bit about what the podcast is going to be about. That's a little bit about me. I really am excited. We're going to have our first guest on here in the next couple of days. We're going to publish every week, and we'll release a new episode every Wednesday morning. And I think that the founders and the people that we have on the podcast are going to offer a really nice diversity of perspectives and experiences. We're going to have people everywhere from early stage founders, their first time out there, to people who've already built up seven-figure businesses and are starting it again and are excited to offer their fresh perspectives on things. So I hope you'll join us. This is, like I said, just a prologue episode. We'll have our first interview on here in the next few days and should have some really good content for you guys at that time. So if you're a software founder and like to come on the show and share your story, let me pick your brain about entrepreneurship, the interwebs, and running a small business, drop me a line. Either leave me a note in the comment section below at roguestartups.com/episode0. You can shoot me an email at podcast@roguestartups.com or tweet at me at roguestartups. Thanks so much. I really appreciate you guys joining today and look forward to another episode here shortly.